GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive into today's top stories making waves in the crypto world. First up, Robinhood. You know them. They've been synonymous with democratizing financial markets, though not without controversy. In a move that's part audacious and part pragmatic, Robinhood decided against the long and winding road of applying for a Canadian crypto license. Instead, they took a rather direct shortcut by snapping up WonderFi Technologies for a cool $250 million, around $180 million for those keeping track of exchange rates. With this acquisition, Robinhood now owns BitBuy and Coinsquare, two of Canada's oldest and most regulated crypto exchanges. They're not exactly the cutting-edge DeFi protocols that make the headlines, but sometimes the real treasure is the infrastructure that keeps the machine running smoothly. BitBuy, established in 2016, and Coinsquare have a combined 300,000 funded Canadian customers. Robinhood's move is less about instant gratification and more about securing a steady foothold in a market with established regulatory paths. WonderFi, now delisted from the Toronto Stock Exchange, went for 36 cents per share in cash, representing a 41% premium. Robinhood's strategy here is clear. Buy the whole market rather than build one from scratch. It's a classic case of why reinvent the wheel when you can just buy the car dealership. Meanwhile, the specter of Mt. Gox has resurfaced to haunt the crypto markets once again. For those who remember 2014, Mt. Gox was the exchange that held and lost 850,000 bitcoins, almost crashing the entire crypto ecosystem. Fast forward to this week, where it moved a substantial 10,422 BTC, valued at approximately $739 million, to a previously undisclosed wallet. This came on the same morning Bitcoin dipped below $70,000, sparking anxiety across the market. Was it a coincidence or the catalyst? That's a chicken-egg debate for another day, but the market's reaction was predictable. Panic ensued. The transaction broke down into two outputs, with most Bitcoin heading to a new cold storage address and a smaller portion to a Mt. Gox hot wallet. Speculation is rife, but no BTC has hit a custodian or exchange yet. This is likely another administrative shuffle in preparation for creditor distributions. But the timing, the very day Bitcoin nosedived, had wallets sweating. Finally, let's grind through the week that was from May 25th to May 34th. It was a volatile period, highlighted by massive outflows from Bitcoin ETFs. Wall Street's spot Bitcoin ETF saw a staggering $1.26 billion exit, driven by the Federal Reserve's hawkish stance. It's another reminder of how traditional financial markets' jitters spill over into the crypto sphere. On another front, the looming quantum threat continues to cast its shadow. Security experts are sounding the alarm that nation-states might be gathering encrypted data to decrypt it in the future once quantum computing becomes viable. Bitcoin, with its 6.9 million BTC at stake, is particularly vulnerable, while Ethereum seems to be better positioned with a proactive plan. The message is clear. The storm clouds of quantum tech are gathering, and the crypto world must either adapt or face existential risk. What does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? For Robinhood, integrating established platforms like BitBuy and Coinsquare offers a slew of opportunities for those in compliance, infrastructure development, and customer support roles. The Mt. Gox saga serves as a stark reminder that security and transparency remain crucial, keeping blockchain analysts and security experts in demand. Finally, with quantum computing looming, there's a golden opportunity for those with expertise in cryptography and blockchain security to step up to the plate. The industry needs forward thinkers who can future-proof the ecosystem from the existential threats of tomorrow. And that's a wrap for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.